Wisconsin is home to hundreds of Christmas tree farms, and the good news is that the harvest was bountiful. Tree sales are brisk. We'll take it as a little economic bright spot. Have you visited a tree farm? Where did you go? What type of tree did you pick? Did you switch from artificial to real this year? And why? Conversation right here is at 800-642-1234. Greg Han owns a tree farm in Oregon. He is on the board of the Wisconsin Christmas Tree Producers Association. Greg, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you? How's business?
Oh, it is steady and very strong. Very fortunate this year with all of the COVID going on. I think more people have wanted to just get out of the house and get their houses decorated early. And we've seen it all the way across, starting with the nursery and greenhouses in the spring. And it's continued all the way through this Christmas season.
What is your stock like? What has the harvest been like?
It's been phenomenal. It's been earlier than normal. So it's starting to have a little bit less supply because of that. So we've seen, like you said, very brisk sales starting even the weekend before Thanksgiving, which is not very common. And we've had a really strong Thanksgiving weekend, and some of the smaller tree lots are closing probably after this weekend. It's been that strong that quickly.
Wow. Wow. What do you think is driving that demand for real trees, fresh cut trees this year?
I think it's really this just the charm and the memories that are around a live tree. A lot of people have asked me that, and I don't think it's specifically a live tree. I think it's all of the things that go along with getting a live tree that people fantasize and romance about, you know, all the Hallmark movies give us. Mm-hmm. It's the time that we can get in the car together as a family, which there's not many activities right now you can do that. You go out, you walk around the woods where you feel that it's safe and you're out in fresh air, and then the family all gets to choose a tree, maybe even have a little conflict and spark up your emotions a little bit from the mundane. And then you talk about where we're going to put the tree. You talk, you know, it's all of those family, all those family moments that you have together, and top it off with maybe hot chocolate or cider afterwards. So I just think it's all of those memories and all those good feelings that you have that come with cutting a live tree.
Oh, it's so good for our soul right now, right?
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
What you mentioned it being a safe activity. What safety precautions are you taking to keep customers, you know, spread out and safe in the pandemic?
Right. For me specifically, there are outside pay-in areas that we built so that people don't even have to go into the store. Statewide, some of the growers have just closed their stores altogether and done all the business outside. I never thought I'd see something in my entire life, and we have a saw sanitizing station.
Wow.
Think about you touch the saw, and then another customer touches the saw. So we have a table where you lay your saw and you spray it with alcohol and let it dry, and then so the saws get sanitized. A lot of things, you know, the typical touch points that all the businesses are doing with hand sanitizer and so we're trying to do everything that we can to make everybody safe also.
Saws have never been so clean in your career.
I know. I was saying, and clippers, too. We do wreath making, and the clippers have never been so clean because those get dropped in ammonia buckets every night, too. So,
tell us about your wreaths. What are you doing there?
Wreath production, we have always done wholesale wreath production. We do roughly about 5,000 wreaths. The nice part about wreath production this year, and also I noticed you mentioned in your teaser coming up to talking to me about the economy that Christmas trees create. We're number 5 in the nation. Very fortunate this year to have the tree industry in Wisconsin. I've never hired so many waitresses and cook staff and that kind of thing. We're so fortunate Wisconsin has Christmas trees because we really hired some of those people that needed a just a little bit more paycheck. You know, they were working 25% only at their restaurants, and we had this seasonal job that I could bring them in, and they're fantastic workers, hard workers, want to earn money, and it's been very good with the COVID, a good marriage to have that here in Wisconsin and be able to hire those people.
Greg Han, he owns a Christmas tree farm in Oregon. He's our guide to fresh-cut trees in Wisconsin. Are you a Christmas tree grower, or do you work for a tree farm seasonally? How's business been? Is picking out a tree a family tradition? How do you choose? Share with us, 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation ahead with Greg Han back in a minute on the Ideas Network. Wisconsin Christmas tree growers are reporting a healthy demand for fresh-cut trees, and they're paying it forward. Earlier this week, dozens of tree growers met up at Lambeau Field. Wisconsin State Farmer reports the growers donated about 850 Christmas trees to the Trees for Troops program. Do you have a fresh-cut tree? Are you delivering one to someone who can't get one this year? What can you share? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. We have tree farm owner Greg Han from Oregon, who is with us, and he's our guide. Let's bring in Tim now in Fall Creek. Hi, Tim.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment of buying a real tree is something new. We haven't been able to go and do something and purchase something like a Christmas tree during, since the real pandemic hit in March. So going to, one of the big box stores and getting an artificial tree versus throwing the whole family in the old structure and heading out and maybe cut down that tree and be able to talk to people that you don't normally see outside and haul that thing down. Plus, with kids at home from school, depending on what type of learning you're doing at school, we added one more task to the list. So your schoolwork's done. Oh, hey, go put some water in the tree. Turn the tree so it's straight. That's a constant battle, right? So just wanted to bring up those types of experiences as it's something unique and new and different that we haven't been able to do for a while.
That's right. As Tim is saying there, that there are so many things that have been taken away in this pandemic, but being able to do this ritual is still possible, Greg.
Yep, that's right. And keep that tree watered. That's perfect advice right there. As people got them a little bit earlier, we want to make sure that we can keep them as fresh as possible.
Yeah. What are there some tips that you have for us to keep that tree from not losing its needles so quickly?
Well, have a tree stand that holds at least a gallon of water. And some people, it might be a little bit too late, but just think about that as you're trying to refill it every 4 or 5 hours. If you get a fresh tree, it could drink up to a gallon of water a day, which is quite a bit. The other thing is the industry has quite a few tree preservatives on there. It's kind of like when you cut your fresh flowers, they give you that little packet nowadays.
Yep.
We sell a product called Forest Fresh at ours. There's other ones that you can find. Ours is an easy tablet that they put in. But it does actually, most of them work. You can do your own research on it, but sometimes that works. I really try to shy people away from the old wives' tales, about putting an aspirin in or a teaspoon of sugar stuff. I always joke and say, use the sugar to make an old-fashioned and the aspirin for the morning after.
How much should you cut off the tree to get a fresh cut from the kids are saying, no, keep it tall, but you got to cut it down a little bit. How far should you cut it?
We usually try to tell people 1 to 2 inches.
Okay.
a lot of the lots nowadays, lots or even tree farms, if you get a pre-cut tree, they're doing it there for you. In colder weather, that should be fine if you're getting it up within that same day. What that fresh cut does is, just like you cut a branch off a tree, you see that sap starting to form right away. Well, when the tree is cut, that sap starts forming on the bottom, and then the tree is hauled or, you know, moved away. And then you need to make that other fresh cut to make sure that that sap that has kind of scabbed over isn't there anymore.
Hey, we only have a couple seconds left, but Trees for Troops, that was a really great cause.
Trees for Troops has been going on for a long time. The growers in the nation come together, and we send trees to the bases. And we've talked about that feel good the whole morning, Kate. And now this is a perfect way that we give back. Those people are in bases, and it's just nice. They get that live tree and a little bit of a taste of home when they can't be there.
Well, Greg, great to talk with you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for supporting live trees. It's a great thing in Wisconsin.
Greg Han is owner of Han's Christmas Tree Farm in Oregon. Coming up, what will Congress do about student borrowers as the pandemic pause and student loan payments could end December 31st? Will your student loan payments resume in January? We'll talk about it with a reporter from Politico. News update is next on the Ideas Network.